and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, with Carl and the Bot, 7:05 in the morning, July the 24th. Bob, it's a good thing I can't reach you.
Yeah, I know, it's slipping away.
You let another one go by, and look, yeah. You know, July is almost gone. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. That's our hotlines. We're going to need that today. And our chat room and our online streaming is KCNR1460.com. You don't have to be right here. You don't have to be in the United States. You could probably be on the space station and hear the show. If you didn't have other things to do, you might be asleep right now. But at KCNR1460.com, listen to a stream, but also hop into our chat room, as Sonny has. Good morning, Sonny. And there's a few others jumping in right now. We always have great conversations going in there, and they are a tight group there, and they have their chat pack breakfasts. Linda is taking care of business this morning, and when I left, she was on her way out with dogs and other things going on today. So, you know, we've got a big day today. We were going to be talking about a lot of things, but one of our guests a little bit later on are going to be Sheriff Tom Basinko and Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. As you know, Sheriff Basinko said he's going to open up half of the jail's third floor. He's got enough people for that, and it's time to do that. Rob Pelletti has been actively supporting the sheriff and pushing also to start moving these prisoners, excess prisoners, to different places and putting them there. When I read the article, and we're going to discuss this because there's a lot of questions that came out of, you know, on the blogs. You know, a lot of them are just nasty little article comments, but a lot of them are also good comments about things. And one of my one of the parts that everybody talks about is, why don't we just put them in the same kind of facilities Marines or Army live in the field? In other words, you're not forcing them into some kind of subhuman life. But you put them in hardback tents. They have, they've got three hots. They've got places to sleep. They've got showers. They've got the facilities there. But you just put them out there in the fields where, you know, behind barbed wire for your excess. Well, unfortunately, my friends, and this has been addressed probably, you know, like Sheriff Arpaggio out of Arizona. You can't do that in California. They need to be treated a certain way. They've got to have so much room. They've got to be able to have air conditioning, climate control, and all that. So, anyway, we're going to talk about all that, I'm sure, again. But that would be a great idea. Just put them in the same kind of facilities that Marines and soldiers live in the field. Except better, probably, because a lot of times out in the field, they don't have the shower, you know, a couple showers a day and all the other things that go along with it. All right, now, other things we're going to talk about today are going to cover from national to local. Before we get to our guest at 8 o'clock, but first we start off as usual with our Wells Fargo Advisors update of the market with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 57 points at 12,663. Standard & Poor's 500 Index is down 5 at 1345, and the NASDAQ is down 7 at 2882. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 3 cents at $7.12, and Regions Financial Corporation up 34 cents at $6.73. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down 5 cents at $14.91, and North Valley Bank is up 4 cents at $12.90. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lower prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.51%. Over in the commodity market, gold is up $3 at $1,580.40. Silver is down 1 penny at $27.02, and crude oil is down up 56 cents at 88.70. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, 4KQMS.
Well, thank you, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, for announcing that from the Wells Fargo Advisors. And the, just for that, we're not going to tell you where you we're not going to tell them where you're at, Kathy. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. Yes, he always had some matters.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reading Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reading Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reading Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jasrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tribute to Sally right there.
What's that?
American Woman.
Ride, Sally, ride. Sally Ride, astronaut, 61 years old, died yesterday. Pancreatic cancer. She was the first woman in space. And I don't know if you remember when she went into the they launched the missile with her on it, with, you know, taking her up into space, that, you know, there, you know, the commentator said, "Ride, Sally, ride."
Oh yeah. And I, there was some blogger the other day who goes, well, the Americans never really cared about the space program, and I just wanted to hunt this guy down and beat him. I was in seventh grade, sat there and watched Armstrong step off the pad, mesmerized. Don't tell me that.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that we've shut down the space program. Thank you, President Obama. Given it to the Russians, who eventually won just by having tenacity, something that we don't have in many cases. Hey, speaking of which, go find that. Find me that clip on President Obama and his comments about the about businesses. And I want to play President Obama's words here.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Okay. Now, what he said was, and that's what President Obama says, that the president had that claimed that Romney had misrepresented remarks the president had made earlier this month. He said about American businesses, if you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. He said earlier today, Governor Romney,
business, that you didn't build that.
Yeah, he said Romney was at it again, knowingly twisting my words. No, President Obama, what he did was he just quoted you directly. What we just heard, what everybody just heard. Now, what kind of person does it take that after he says something this ridiculous is stupid from somebody that's never run a business except the government, and you're not doing a good job at that? Why would you say that? Why would you say he's knowingly twisting your words when everybody knows? And the thing is, you look at the polls, if you want to believe those, is that everybody knows you said it. And here's something else, President Obama, you might as well get used to it. More and more people are realizing that your ideas on fixing the economy of spend, and raise taxes is not going to work. Jobs aren't made by the government. No, they hire people, but they don't make jobs. They don't make the economy succeed. The only thing the government does is spend money. The only thing the government should do is provide the infrastructure of these roads, which you're not, and we're going to get to that in a second, provide the infrastructure on the roads and also protect our borders. That's what the government should do. That's what it says. You know, there's other things that have fallen into it now, okay, and, you know, as time goes, you know, as things keep added to it. But those are the bottom lines. But the one thing that our economy needs is for you to stop spending our great-grandchildren into debt and to turn the economy loose. Yes, let's just keep taxing the people that are paying for running the America's businesses, small businesses. You want to tax them more and more. And by the way, is your tax plan on real wealth? Is it, is it just on what, $250,000? Is that right just off your income tax? Or is it off of, say, your house? Your house, say you were lucky and you bought a house 35 years ago that's now worth, even in this market, which is another problem that you've exacerbated, President Obama, is now worth well over $1 million. Does that count too? Does that mean you get hit on taxes because of your real wealth? I don't know. What's it going to be? But let's talk about what the government's supposed to do, and that's building infrastructure, right? So, infrastructure, bridges, roads, things that keep this country going, including bridges right here in California. Rebuilding America with Chinese companies. Yeah, Diane Sawyer. It's gotten so bad, even Diane Sawyer said doing. California gave a Chinese company the big bridge contract here to build this bridge. Cost America 3,000 jobs. Now, not only did it cost 3,000 jobs, but imagine the trickle-down effect, because there is a trickle-down effect. They have the jobs. They pay their taxes. They buy things. Their children buy things. The whole shooting match, right? They're giving the contracts to Chinese businesses who are competing unfairly. Just look at it. Just look it up. Google it up. Chinese contractors fixing infrastructure, fixing roads in Texas, Florida. And this is the state of California, which is we're hurting. We're hurting for jobs. And what do? We spend the money by giving it to Chinese contractors who are government-sponsored, government-supported, and they're just undercutting our Americans. And they're saying, oh, well, they didn't have enough welders. I actually heard this guy say that. And the American company's going, what? Guess what? We can get enough welders. We can fabricate. We didn't get a chance. If you want to do something, President Obama, then why don't you say that? What about the rules about, you know what, how about letting American companies have jobs, take on the big projects? How about bringing that back home? And Governor Brown, this is your state. This is your state, and you're actually letting Chinese companies come in and undercut our own companies in our own state. Now, there's going to be people, well, they can't compete. Wrong. Wrong. Chinese companies are getting paid by their government. They're undercutting us because they're being subsidized. That's what's happening. Governor Brown, you should be appalled at your own administration letting this happen. When we come back, we're going to talk about other things that's happening here in California. How about this? How about the slush fund of $54 million? We didn't get a chance to talk about that the other day, and we got more coming. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
That, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Martial, are you ready for the Freedom Fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with a thrill at the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:25 in the morning, and I'm sure we have weather. What do you think that weather might be today there, Bebop?
Well, let me tell you, a little bit of a break. The high's only going to be near 100, mostly clear tonight, a low of 67. Cooling off, if you can call it that, a high of 99. And right now in Reading, we've got 69 degrees. Weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards! Okay. Hey, they're up there toward Shingletown, not in Shingletown. But, you know, pizza's on Thursday nights, lunches during the week, dinners on the weekends, and brunches. Great music, great entertainment. 474-5546. Not only that, but horseback riding. They got some, again, just a really good string of horses up there. And they're not just your get behind the other one horse and just no matter what you do, it just stays there. These are good horses, trained. I use them in the ranch work. So, yeah, go on out to Anselmo Vineyards. And, again, give them a call, 474-5546. All right, what were we going into next? Oh, yeah. Front page again about the jukebox. Promoter blames the star. Thank you, Reading Searchlight. Felino. Was Alan Foligno has said, you know, we wanted Alan Foligno and Jukebox to be a huge success. We wanted them to be a huge success. I wanted him to make $1 million off this. And do I know Alan Foligno? Just in the periphery. I mean, I know him. I don't know him to call him a friend or anything like that, but I do know Alan. So the big thing is, why did I want him to make $1 million? Because if he made $1 million, that meant that there was millions of dollars made right here in Reading. Here was a very ambitious project, to bring in all these country western stars. Now, I listen to country now and then. Love the hell out of Billy and Patrick. Nice guys. I don't listen to it all the time. But I understand, Linda was in Nashville for 5 years, writing and singing and performing there, and has been to the Country Music Awards several times, et cetera, et cetera. So what I was hoping and what we were all hoping was that this was going to be a big success, you know, that everybody came to it, that, Felina's, 3 day festival was going to be a success because of next year. Next year, then would get bigger. And then after that would get bigger. So that this would be bringing in thousands of people to the North State with millions of dollars. It didn't happen. A lot of people, you read the blogs and you just, of course, immediately discount most of what everybody says after you read like the first five of a big festival like this. You've got to have a lot of money backing you. And one of the people that puts these festivals on said, you know what, that's why. He says, it's a tough business. It really is. He says, it looks like a war behind stage. And this is this person's, who is an expert. I don't have his name here from the paper, but he talks about it's like a battlefield behind stage as everybody's fighting for, you know, money and this and that and such, et cetera. So the bottom line though is that you gotta have the money in the bank before you start. Now, $250,000, I think, frankly, is exorbitant. I mean, Alan Jackson, okay, I don't know who Alan Jackson is really. I mean, I've listened to a few of his records and all that, but $250,000? I mean, we're talking about that's the average salary of like eight families in Reading. $250,000, not even counting the rest of them. So I'm saying, I said, you know, I think that's a lot. I think that, frankly, I would never pay that, and but then again, there's these baseball players that make millions of dollars. I don't believe in that either. Or football players making millions of dollars. I don't believe in that. But the bottom line is this. When you sign a contract, then you're in it for the contract. So, unfortunately, it looks like there just wasn't enough money for whatever reason. But to blame Jackson for it, I'm not sure is the right deal.
If you're going to bark like a big dog, you better have the teeth to back it up.
Would they say you can't be back, with the rest of the puppies peeing on yourself? Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, that money didn't go into Jackson's pocket either.
No. And the thing is that Jackson has to put on a show. He's got all this other stuff. Ending the festival the way it did for the reasons he thought there was, could have been violence. I don't know that because I wasn't there. I do know people that were there saying they didn't see that. So, anyway, I wish it had worked. I wish, Alan, that you had been a huge success with this because it would have been a huge success for the North State. And it's the last time we'll talk about it. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network. It's another tough day for the markets as stocks edge lower for a third straight day. A round of weak earnings from the likes of UPS and DuPont are taking a toll on the market. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 60 points. Manufacturing in July expanded at its slowest pace since December of 2010. The reading on the PMI Manufacturing Flash Index came in below expectations at 51.8. Still, numbers above 50 indicate growth. Walmart is the latest retailer opposing the more than $7 billion settlement with credit card companies. The settlement stemmed from a lawsuit alleging card issuers conspired to fix merchants' fees for accepting credit cards. The retailer says the deal wouldn't stop credit card companies from increasing hidden swipe fees. And as more athletes and spectators arrive for the Olympic Games in London, so do more troops. More than 1,000 members of the military that had been on standby in London were deployed today as the latest step to strengthen security. The increase comes just before the opening ceremonies are scheduled to begin on Friday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain.
Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication.
It's time to fire the phone guy.
Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation.
That's Cudatel.com.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets, but did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that super clean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, last time I saw her was running out the door with dogs and things running around to do today, this morning. She'll be back, of course, tomorrow. 7:35 in the morning, July the 24th. Another day sliding by us. And it's going to get up, like, to, what, 100 today?
Yeah, right around the century mark. And the thing is, yesterday it was a bit more humid, so coolers didn't work quite as well.
Yeah. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, and it's always air conditioned in Tobacco and Brew. And, of course, Espresso Joe's. In the morning, you want to get that great cup of coffee, those specials, 20 ounces for $3. Any type of coffee you want. And then in the afternoon, get those nice icy drinks. I go in there and I get that. They're kind of their iced, you know, kind of an iced chai, you know, a tea they have. It's just great. And I don't even know how they make it, but it is absolutely outstanding. Go in and ask for one of those. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there, they'll meet or beat any tobacco price in the town of Reading, the city of Reading. And they do so much for our community, Joe and Shelley do. And another shout out to Joe after his rib busting adventure on his motorcycle. Anyway, Joe, I hope you're feeling a lot better today. Okay, we talked a little bit about Penn State yesterday. Penn State, who had this huge NCAA penalty hit them, $60 million fine. 4 years of not going to bowls, cutting of their scholarships, athletic scholarships, having to bring people on campus that appointed by the NCAA to watch them to make sure that they're doing things the right way. I mean, this was not the death. I think they call it the death thing where they absolutely cut out all athletics, like in football. You can't play football for 3 years. I think they've done that before at some point. They just killed the football program because it was just so bogusly unfair and it was corrupt. But not that it wasn't here. And see, again, and I go back into it, what you're doing is you're punishing the people that are there now and the people in the future. And you're not punishing the people that did it. That's coming, you know, that's already passed. However, you have to make a statement. This is something that was covered up all the way up from the coach himself, Joe Paterno, who, you know, frankly, I admired as a man, but my estimate of this man has changed. I understand is that Sandusky was his very best friend, but, you know, at some point, and if Sandusky said the first time, well, you know, this didn't happen, and gosh, it was just somebody's imagination, but it wasn't just one time, it appears. And at that point, you know, Joe Pa should have said something. And then hiding it, as they did in the administration, they all should go to jail for something. You know, what do you do? I mean, children being sexually, they're going to move forward with this and quietly say they want to rebuild the Penn State reputation. And frankly, that's great. I think that is absolutely wonderful if that's the attitude they have, and it should be. Penn State is a great institution. There were mistakes made by, what, 8 people, 7 people? Punish the hell out of those. Make a point of saying this will not be tolerated in the NCAA, in our universities and college systems, which should be giving the ground for truth and morality in our college campuses, where our young men and women build on what their parents have told, you know, have taught them, which could be that also could be somewhat of a problem, but it should be also that it says this will never be tolerated. But I think if the students say we want to make something of this, we want to make this a better place, we want Penn State to have a great reputation again, I think is absolutely wonderful. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, we're going to come back. We've got a lot of things left to talk about, including where do you hide $54 million? And Mr. What was this, the Joker? James Holmes. I want to talk about him. He was in court yesterday. And just a couple of little things that have just come up we just want to talk about. We'll be right back before we'll have Sheriff Tom Basinko and Reading Police Chief Rob Pletting on at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, Our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Hope you're having a great day. Carlin the Bot. Linda's out running around this day doing a million things. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Redding Crackmaster windshield repair. Small chips up to 24 inches in length. A little bitty chip on your windshield, you've seen it, but those things can grow, especially in hot weather. Especially if you put those, you know, those reflecting blankies, those reflecting screens, it really heats up your windshield. And if you've already got a chip in there, it can result in a large crack. And if that's the case, go to Jeff. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster. He can repair those cracks up to 24 inches. Tell him you heard this, from Carl and Linda. What's going to be the result? I mean, when you have this mental disorder, is it because you were spanked or is it because you were held upside down in a closet for a day at a time? When you start saying that, it's including spanking. Well, spanking could have been like 1% of it. Spanking could have been 0.2% of it. They made you drink Tabasco sauce. And by the way, I did see that as child abuse at one time. I've never forgotten. I probably saw that 50 years ago. A mother and father forced their 3-year-old to drink Tabasco sauce, among other things they were doing to them. So, you know, this kind of thing is spank kids. If you spank a kid, do you spank your children? Is it wrong to spank your children? How many people out there have spanked their children that, you know, you have kids? My daughter, Jennifer, was swatted a few times. Was she ever beaten to the ground and stomped or kicked? No. Did she get swatted on the butt now and then? When she was growing up, when she was just being completely intolerable. After we tried to reason with the 3-year-old and a 4-year-old, when you're trying to reason with them, it's not always, does logic always work on them? She's a nurse today, married, has 2 children, and she occasionally swats Ashlyn and Michael. Occasionally. They seem to be turning out okay too. I'm just saying is that to say that if you stop spanking, than 2 to 7% of all mental disorders will disappear. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. So if you think that, you know, do you think that spanking should just be outlawed? You know, here's the other thing too is once people say this, you know, this is why I hate to see this, is that then there's going to be people that jump on this and say, well, you know, we need to save these kids from all this mental disorder. We've got to save these children. We're going to make it illegal for you to spank your children. What is a spanking anyway? Is a spanking a swat on the rear end? Is it taking them and just hitting them repeatedly where then it becomes battery? What is it? If you have ideas, you can let me know at 605-4567. Is it wrong to spank your kids? All right. James Holmes, the man who is behind the massacre in Aurora, Colorado. He was on the TV yesterday when they came in to give him his his preliminary appearance there. This is a strange looking fellow. He was, of course, his background is that he's a scientist. He's received one of the 6 scholarships given by Osives and other things they're still trying to figure out. He comes in there with his hair dyed remember Bozo the Clown and that orange color that Bozo had there, Bad Bob? That was the color of his hair.
Yeah.
That was the color. And then he was calling himself the Joker. He had an armored vest or a bulletproof vest. I don't know. He had
a
plated
green
vest. Yeah. And he had a shotgun, a rifle, and a pistol. But he comes in there, and, you know, then, of course, throwing the smoke grenades. Everybody knows what happened then, how horrendous this was. But he shows up in there. He's got this hair that's this bright orange. And he sits there and while they're talking. And he's opening his eyes really wide, and you get the feeling is that you wonder if this guy actually even knows where he's at this point. And it makes you wonder is that what kind of, you know, is he still on some kind of medicine that they may have given him? You know, did they give him some kind of tranquilizers or something like that to calm him down, or because he was just, you know, completely out of it? Or is this something that he was just on and he's now just coming down off of?
I don't know if it's chemical. He may have gone so into his world, whatever. This guy's going to be picked apart and dissected like a bug. And I think he went into his video game world, not to blame video games and not to blame technology, but I think he has completely, he is a psychopath and has disconnected from reality. People are merely objects. People mean nothing to him. And that's a very disturbing growing trend.
I think that you're right. I think that when you start seeing things, you know, I think that people are starting to get disassociated with society. And that they're, you know, where before that the integral parts of society was the family. And then you had the community that people are, you know, they're feeling disassociated with it. They're not feeling a loyalty to this. The nuclear family in many, many cases has broken down. So if you want to start taking a look at things, you know, that can have a severe impact on mental health, it might be the breaking down of nuclear families. Why don't you check out 35,000 Americans on that and find out if you come from a single parent family, does that have a problem? Or how about a family that you never even knew your father? You know, there's one thing is, that people have tried to work it out, and it's they get divorced, but they're both engaged in raising their children is one thing. But what about children never even knew their father, that their mother had no idea either and just had children? But what about that? What kind of psychological damage does that do? But in this case, this guy comes from a family. It sounded like he came from a good family that loved him. He was a resounding success in school, and until this happened. And I don't know, Bob, have you seen anything from anybody that said, oh yeah, I kind of worried about this guy?
Weren't surprised.
They said something about, was he the one that, you know, no, he tried to go join a gun club in the area, and the owner of the gun club would not let him join because he said he didn't like, when he called him back, his answering machine was really strange. So he didn't let him join the gun club. Isn't that interesting? Got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We got the sheriff and the police chief coming in here at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Carl Bott. Join us Wednesday, July 25th for our 8 a.m. debut of our newest show, Your Medical Hour, with Dr. Payush Dhanuka. Dr. Dhanuka will address what Obamacare really means, patient-doctor relationships, newest research findings, and most importantly, you and medical treatment. The Medical Hour will be a monthly show on the fourth Wednesday of every month, right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a show? Miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employed professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, 7:55 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room. You can listen to us streaming. It seems to be we're having intermittent streaming problems. Is that right there, Bad Bob?
We're troubleshooting the issue right now, checking our network speed, things like that. The line, could be a Charter thing. You know, there are so many links in the chain.
Yeah, but it's been working. I mean, I heard it when I had my turn mine on. It was working. Okay, hey, tonight, Ziggy Marley's going to be at the Cascade. Five-time Grammy Award winner Ziggy Marley brings his soulful blend of blues, rhythm and blues, hip-hop, and roots reggae. He's going to be here for the first time tonight. 7:30 p.m. at the Cascade Theater, Ziggy Marley. You know, Bob Marley, grew up with him. Okay, on Saturday, we have the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. They're having their Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet this Saturday, July 28th, at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street in Redding, California. Social hour will begin at 5 p.m., and the dinner program will begin at 6 p.m., and I have two tickets for that. These are $12 tickets, and I have two tickets for that. If you'd like to go, 530-605-4567. First person to call gets these tickets. They're going to be giving, they're going to be awarding the Veteran Advocate of the Year for individuals. Tom Johnson and Frank Rose are both nominated, as are the, and for the group awards, Cuttlefish Base Submariners and a Northern California Veteran Cemetery Support Group. And these, CVAC is a council that covers many, many of the veterans organizations here. So I've got tickets for Saturday night, July 28th, starts at 5 o'clock, and it's to honor our veterans advocates. And just give us a call at 605-4567 for these free tickets. Okay. The California parks. We got 3 minutes here. I just can't help it. $54 million in secret slush funds. $54 million. Did I talk about this already?
That's on top of the vacation buyback
scandal. It's the same group. They sold vacations back illegally now for $271,000. And my bottom line is, what's happening to these people? These people are doing this. We had to shut down parks because we didn't have enough money. And then they were using these funds for golden umbrella buyouts to have people go into retirement. Hiding money, shutting down parks. And the woman who's in charge, and frankly, they probably need to take an audit of everything in the California government. You know what? There could be billions and billions and billions of dollars being, you know, put aside in slush funds, hidden here, hidden there. Oh, gosh, we just don't have any money. Guess what? $54 million. Open up those veterans' homes. Could do that. And, you know, and pay for them for the next 10 years. But it's not going to do that. It's going to stay in the park system. That's fine, but how many others are like this? How many are out there that right now, and if this does, I mean, you know what, this is just...
How many hogs are at the trough?
You know what, you know, you're probably saying, oh, gosh, why is this, you know, I was really fired up about the Chinese this morning, how the California government gives the big jobs on fixing the bridges, building the bridges and infrastructure to Chinese companies who are being subsidized. Yes, I am really incensed by that, enraged by that, that, you know, everything that Brown says obviously isn't true. Oh, we want to put Americans back to work. Well, let's just give it to the Chinese. That costs 3,000 American jobs. Right there, one job. Okay? But this thing with the California Parks Department, frankly, my friends, I find it sad. I just find it sad that we're still in a process here when this state is having so many problems. Let's just shut down the parks. Oh, by the way, I've got $54 million here. I've just spent $271,000 on buying back vacation time that is illegal. I'm giving golden parachutes out from here from this money. I mean, it's absolutely, at this point, it's just sad. I mean, what else can, you know, I shouldn't even say this, but what else can they do? Well, I'm almost afraid to open up the paper tomorrow morning because you know it's going to be something else. Hey, after we're going to take a break for the news, and Sheriff Tom Basinko and Chief Rob Paletti are standing outside ready to come in. We're going to have them in. We're going to talk about jail's realignment and what it's going to take to keep the streets safe. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A top Senate Democrat is telling the White House there's a leak inside.
I don't know specifically where.
But Dianne Feinstein says it is clear someone there is leaking classified information, but not President Obama himself.
He gets a briefing of intelligence. I don't believe for a moment he goes out and talks about it.
Republicans claim the leaks, including details of a foiled plot to blow up a plane, are intentional to prop up the Obama administration, accusations the president calls offensive. Republican Mitt Romney will tell the VFW convention this afternoon whoever's responsible should be exposed, dismissed, and punished. Court martial starts today for one of the soldiers accused of hazing a private so bad.
Fellow soldiers. 8 soldiers faced charges ranging from dereliction of duty to negligent homicide. Sergeant Adam Holcomb of Youngstown, Ohio, is the first to go on trial, starting today at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He faces up to 18 years in prison if he's convicted on all counts, Dave.
Rich, 20 of the 58 moviegoers shot and wounded in the Colorado movie theater massacre remain hospitalized. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in Aurora.
9 of the 20 are here at University Hospital. 7 are still in critical condition, including Caleb Medley, an aspiring stand-up comic who was shot in the eye in Friday's massacre that killed 12. His wife, Katie, also hospitalized, giving birth to the couple's baby boy, and the sight of the alleged gunman, James Holmes, in court yesterday, stirring anger and tears among victims' families, some who are now left to plan funerals. Dave?
Jeff, a house blew up in New York this morning. The explosion so strong north of Buffalo, a mother and father and two children were thrown into the front yard, seriously hurt. A teenage girl was found dead in the rubble later. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
The opening ceremonies for the Olympics are just days away, and they're getting everything finalized in London, where Fox News Radio's Phil Itner is live.
Crowds on the streets of London cheering on the Olympic torches relay through the capital. Ultimately, it will be the highlight of the opening ceremony, the identity of the last torchbearer still a closely guarded secret. The British government announcing today that they will call up an additional 1,200 troops, but also say there's no confirmed threat or risk to the security plan. Olympics Minister Jeremy Hunt.
We don't want to leave anything to chance, and we just decided this was the right measure to take because for the public, the most important thing is a safe and secure Games.
The first match, women's soccer, tomorrow, a full 2 days before the opening ceremony. Dave?
Phil, investigators in Texas keep trying to ID the 14 people killed Sunday when the pickup truck they were crammed into crashed.
We believe at this time that this is a human smuggling operation and that all the victims are from out of the country.
Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Glenn Garrett, children are among the victims. Still no sign of two missing Iowa cousins, two little girls missing for nearly 2 weeks.
10-year-old Lyra Cook Morrissey and her 8-year-old cousin Elizabeth Collins were last seen riding their bikes on July 13th in Evansdale, Iowa. After a first polygraph came out inconclusive, Morrissey's mother agreed to a second and says she has passed. Robert Lowry with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children says in many cases, children are so passive during abductions that often there are no witnesses, which is difficult for investigators.
The fact that two children are taken in this case is particularly interesting because it's not unprecedented, but it is not something that we see very often.
The FBI won't go into detail, but says investigators think the girls are alive. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
After two big sell-offs on Wall Street, more selling this morning. The Dow down 76 more points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. And Carl and DeBot. Linda was out this morning. Last time I saw her, she was heading out with dog and people in tow to get things done around the yard. I don't have a huge yard like some of the people sitting in the room here. I have a small yard, but mine constantly seems to need work, like pipes breaking and these things. 8:05 in the morning, July the 24th. Another day has slid by us. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as so many of you have. Good morning, everybody, in chat room. Of course, our guest, our Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Sheriff. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
And Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
You know, we want to be talking. We're going to be talking today. It's been a lot in the news. Of course.
Really?
The jail. Or lack of jail. And then relationships. And, you know, frankly, I know both of you all quite well. And I, both of you have been on the show many times. Plus, I've seen you all in social settings numerous times. And I didn't want people to get into this idea that there was, you know, our two top law enforcement agencies in town and our two top cops are anything but working together to solve the problems.
You couldn't have said that better. Rob is a great guy. Love working with him. And from the minute that I met him when he was actually testing for chief, I knew that he was a right fit for Shasta County and the Redding Police Department. And he's more than a colleague and more than another professional executive here for law enforcement. I consider him a friend. And we work well together. And all that stuff was whipped into a frenzy and unnecessary.
I agree. I mean, Tom's been very welcoming and supportive of me since I got here. I think if you really look at what we're trying to do and what we're trying to get done, you know, Tom and I are on the same page. And, you know, as I've told him several times, you know, when it comes to jail space, that's kind of in his arena. But I'll be his wingman and help him fight the fight to get the things that we need to make sure that we protect the public safety.
Well, you know, and that's the bottom line. And I know is that, you know, that when things are said, you know, like, but you see them on the paper, you know, things, you know, that is, like I said, that's one of the big reasons. And I'm glad both of you all, I mean, you both, of course, wanted to be on today to talk about realignment, talk about what's going on, talk about a united front here.
Absolutely.
It's so important. I mean, we can't have, you know, we can't have any, you know, problems between you two. And we don't. That's the big thing. That's what I wanted people to really know is there's, you two are in lockstep together about fighting crime and getting the bad guys off the streets.
I mean, we see each other a lot professionally. We sit on the our Shascom Dispatch Center board. We're on the Community Corrections Partnership board. So we have a lot of interaction, but either one of us can just pick up the phone, call each other. Rob called me the other night on the way home from work. He was headed home. I was also headed home. We're talking on the cell phone. We're comparing notes for different things that affect us. So we work very, very closely together, and Shasta County has had a long history of law enforcement and public safety agencies working very well and very close together. Well, and that's going to continue.
And I don't see any difference in that. Okay. We need to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy. Is there good news from the East Coast?
Good morning, Carl. There is good news from the East Coast, although it depends on your perspective. The Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning is down 87 points at 12,634. S&P 500 is negative 9 at 1341, and the NASDAQ is negative 13 at 2876. Active stocks today include Bank of America, down 7 cents at $7.04, and Regions Financial Corporation up 29 cents at $6.68. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is down 39 cents at $44.51, and XO Group is up 1 cent at $8.45. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.42%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 32 cents at $88.46. Gold is down 40 cents at $15.77, and silver is down 15 cents at $26.89. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you very much, Kathy, for your latest update. And we urge people to go down and see our Wells Fargo advisors on Park Marina Drive down there and to ask them what's going on. They are the ones that will take you through this minefield of what's happening in the stock market and this economy. Is we know the economy is not getting a lot better, but there are things you can do to try and help maintain what you have. That's down there at our Wells Fargo advisors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guests are Sheriff Tom Basenko and Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We'll be right back.
Hey, Big Bob.
Vacation day at Wind River Casino and play the group therapy Swipe to Win. Here you have a chance to win a 2012 Bennington patio boat. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Make this patio boat you and your friends' relaxation station for the summer. Giving away over $40,000 in prizes. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Take the whole group. Fun in the sun for everyone. We are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, July 31st at 9:30 p.m. where you can win your very own Bennington patio boat. Free slot play or free cast. Summer therapy for the whole group. For details on Wind River's group therapy Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Bennington patio boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The Westside Performing Arts Company proudly presents the American classic, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. One weekend only. Be sure to see this classic musical, the box office smash. Performances run one weekend only. So be sure to get your tickets now by calling the Cascade Theater box office or visiting cascadetheater.org. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, August 9th through the 11th, one weekend only at the Cascade Theater.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership. Hey, they are your neighbors. They take great pride in giving you deals and making a special deal for you, the best you're ever going to get on vehicles at Crown Motors. They have every type of car, truck, SUV you could possibly want. And after you buy it there, have it serviced there. Great pride in what they do there. They guarantee their work. And they want you just to stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call, 223-2177. Stop by, see what they have on the lot, see what they can do for you. That's Reading Crown Motors. Weather today, Bad Bob.
And what you see of what you get, sunshine to start, a few afternoon clouds, high near 100, mostly clear tonight, low of 67. Mainly sunny tomorrow, the beginning of what the Weather Service laughingly calls a cooling trend with a high of 99. Currently in Reading, 73 degrees. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a quick ride out of Palo Cedro up there. Great food, great entertainment on the weekends. Give them a call, 474-5546. Linda's going to be up there August 11th. Man, she'll be entertaining. Horseback rides, pizza night on Thursday nights. What can you say? Anselmo Vineyards. Great ambiance, great food, great service, 474-5546. Welcome back to the show, Sheriff Tom Basenko and Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. You opened up the jail, half of the third floor.
Half the floor, third floor.
Okay, what's that mean?
That's about 64 beds. The housing unit on a floor is roughly about 28 beds, or 128 beds. So we did some inmate movement on Sunday. The official opening was on Monday. And I'm already hearing the crying and whining from offenders, that they got to stay in. I got a email this morning from one of my sergeants, and four people over the night ended up staying. They had over 30 warrants for failing to appear between them. One of them was a parole violator. Another one was I call him an AB-109er. A PRCS person, post-release community supervision.
An AB-109er.
And they'll be going to court and seeing the judge.
Okay, now, let me ask this question. If you hadn't opened up the jail, that floor, would they have just been turned loose?
Good likelihood. We've had capacity releases since 1993 due to a court agreement. And even if the floor was fully opened without additional bed space, they could be looking at that. And that's why I've been pursuing contract beds out of county with non-contiguous counties. That law just changed July 1. So that's why we're exploring contracts in Lassen County, Alameda County, and El Dorado County. I'm also looking at Mendocino County, and we're in the process. We sent them a contract, and now it's between the lawyers, work out the details.
How long will it take? I mean, this is an estimate, of course. How long will it take to fill up the third floor?
Not too long. But if we can get these people shipped out into some other beds, not all of them, pre-sentence will have to stay here in county because you have to go to court and meet your with your attorney and probation.
Who would you send out?
We have about over 20 people that are serving terms of a year up to 8 years in jail right now. We have sentenced parolees due to revocating their terms that are serving up to 180 days. Some of them with their backgrounds need to stay locked up. And then we have other sentence offenders that have failed to show up on work release or have other warrants. We could ship them out as well.
Okay.
We're also going to be working on securing some money, if we can, with the executive committee and the board of supervisors for home electronic monitoring, GPS in them. That costs about $5 a day. And for your lower level offenders that maybe are not showing up for certain things, put them on a GPS. If they don't show up, reach out, touch them, bring them back into custody.
But aren't some of these the ones that, and what I've heard is that they just cut off their GPS bracelets because they know they're not going to be kept in jail?
We can find them. We'll go get them.
Yeah, but if you find them, is it, I mean, would they? Would
then if they're serving a sentence, do they do that? Then we can ship them out of county.
Okay, so that's the way it would work.
Really, I mean, the whole concept, you know, that Tom and I have been talking about and what we're working towards is, if you look at the Community Corrections Partnership Plan, there are a lot of rehabilitative programs set forth by probation. The big problem that we're having is we can't get them convicted, which means they never go to probation. So those programs are being underutilized. But you can set a rehabilitative program for these people, but if they refuse to comply with that, you got to have some teeth to be able to convince them that they need to comply. And right now, about all we can say is pretty please. And that doesn't work. So, you know, we want to be able to ship them off for their probation violation time to convince them that, hey, we got good programs for you. We're trying to help you. You need to comply. Otherwise, you're going to end up seeing incarceration.
And these beds vary from $60 a day to $125 a day. So it's not cheap. And if you took 100 inmates at $100 a day times 365 days, that's $3.6 million.
Right. Okay, we got to take a break here before, and we've got the phones are lined up right now, so we're going to take a quick break. So everybody on the phone, just hang on. But one thing I want to get clear to everybody, did I already say this, is that you can't put them out in tents. No matter how much, I mean.
I'd love to, but we can't.
You can't put them out like Sheriff Arpaggio does, and treats them a different way. In California, you just can't do that.
And that's just due to California law being different than Arizona law.
So that's when you hear this and you see it 1,000 times. You just can't do it. It's against the law here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Phone lines are backed up, and we'll get to our first caller as soon as we get back from these messages.
Hear the station. Black Rook Country, no gold payment, tired starling.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery.
We put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:23 in the morning, and it's going to be 100 degrees today, which is why you should call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. They stand by what they do. Old-fashioned values is what they live by. Quality doesn't have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air, again, 221-2642. We use Alliance Heating and Air, and I can't say enough about these guys. They go the extra mile to make sure that your heating and air conditioning systems are taken care of. Sheriff Tom Basenko and Chief Rob Pelletti are here, and let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. You're on live.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell both the chief and the sheriff that as a yellow cab driver, I really appreciate all the work that your men are doing. We've been dealing with a lot of shenanigans lately from people who feel like, you know, the law can't do anything to them. And I just want to thank you both for running such a tight ship under difficult circumstances.
Well, thanks. I'm sure you end up with quite a few characters in the back seat of your vehicle. And we're here to uphold the law and do it. And our men and women are out there working 24/7 to make this a better place. And it is very challenging times right now.
And I can see it because I'm out in the front lines, and I just wanted to say thank you. And then I did have one question. I hope you hadn't already answered it. What is the price difference between housing people here and contracting them out, Sheriff?
Well, technically housing them elsewhere is a contract. But like Alameda County Jail, their average daily jail bed rate is $125 a day. And in Lassen County, it's $60 a day.
How much is it here?
We're right around, I think, $80 to $100 a day.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for your time, and keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Okay, so we're around that $80 to $100.
Most of the smaller counties are in that $80 range.
Okay, and Lassen's even cheaper, though.
A little bit. It goes with operation of the jail and hourly rates.
But they just
everything.
Tie them to trees out there, don't they?
No, they got a better.
All right, let's go to Angel on line two. Angel, good morning. Do you have a question for our
Hi, good morning,
people?
Carl. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Kurt and I had a robust discussion on Saturday about the crime rate in Shasta County. And Kurt, not unlike a lot of folks that live in the area, really felt there was no crime in Shasta County.
No way.
Statistics, 73% increase in home burglaries and an 83% increase in vehicle burglaries. I wanted you to address that because I think Kurt had the feeling that, you know, we had really low crime and these are just minimal numbers. And I, of course, think the exact opposite. I am shocked and appalled by the increase in these numbers. And I wanted you to address that.
Well, I think you have to put them in comparison. I'll have Rob speak to this, too. In comparison to Stockton, where he came from, yeah, low crime.
in comparison to what has occurred in the past in the city of Reading. Big uptick in crime. In the county, our crime rates for like property crimes are down overall, and I think the city of Reading, or excuse me, city of Anderson, their crime rates are down for burglaries and stuff. But for Rob in the city of Reading, big uptick. And Rob, do you want to address that?
Yeah, you know, if you look at it in a perspective, you know, the city of Stockton, we'll use that for comparison because I'm familiar with it. The city of Stockton is about three times the size of the city of Reading. The city of Reading is up 39% in robberies. So that means so far this year we've had 59. So if you compute that out towards the end of the year, we're going to have probably about 130, 140 robberies if the trend continues. The city of Stockton has 1,300 robberies a month. So you would think it would be three times as much, but
yes.
Or a year, sorry.
Whoa.
Okay, that kept you busy. No wonder you're up here.
So, you know, I mean, here we have 300-400 auto thefts a year. Stockton has 5,500 auto thefts a year. So, relatively, you know, crime rate is still low in the city of Reading if you compare it to someplace like Stockton. My point is we don't want our community to get someplace like Stockton. We want to keep it low. And right now, for this community, we have 645 more crimes over the first 5 months of the year than we had last year. And last year, we were up 15%. So I always try to talk in percentages and raw numbers, so because percentages can be very deceiving. So if you have something like the homicide, and you have one year and two the next, you still have a relatively low homicide rate, but you're up 100%. So if you look at just raw numbers, we're up a little bit over 100 crimes per month. Now, if you talk sure statistics, that's not that great a number unless you're one of those victims. And my job is to not just deal with the offender, but is to represent the victims as well. We are making a lot of arrests. We are solving a lot of crimes, especially the big crimes that hit the news. I'm very, you know, proud of the fact that my investigations unit gets their guy every time without fail. And
good job on the Sundial Bridge, by the way.
Thank you very much. That was a lot of work on the part of those guys to piece that together, and they did a great job. Forsberg and Detective Williams are both great officers that put a lot of time and effort into solving that crime.
Good job. Is there some way or is there some outlet that we could find out some of these crime statistics on a monthly basis to see what's going on?
What I've been trying to do is each month that we complete the statistics, we try to get them out to the media as fast as possible. I'm going to do a mid-year review, crime report to council on August 21st at the council meeting, and I encourage people to come to that so you can get a picture of what's going on.
Perfect. Like to see that for the county. And have a – you're doing a great job. Same with you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ruth. Okay. You know, and the thing is, you're right. It's perspective. If we were all of a sudden having – what, 500 car thefts a day or, you know, a month, then we'd get really excited about this. But we're not, but still, both of you all, and with the amount of crime that's going up, as, you know, how much of it is from AB 109, would you say?
I think a lot of it, because I think that you can't concentrate AB 109 just on those that have been released. AB 109 changed the sentencing structure of all these felonies. So people that used to go to prison don't anymore. Now they're Tom's responsibility and puts more stress on the sheriff.
And that clogs up the jail.
And you can't keep them there?
Right. Okay. And this is being repeated in communities throughout California. And I think we're coming up on a break.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to take a break for our businesses. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Mitt Romney talks to veterans in Reno, Nevada today. A copy of his speech says he wants the White House to be held accountable for recent intelligence leaks.
He's going to say, quote, "Whoever provided classified information to the media seeking political advantage for the administration must be exposed, dismissed, and punished."
Fox's Mike Emanuel in Reno. Yesterday, President Obama told the veterans he disagrees with Republicans making policy.
Newspaper editor Andy Coulson, a former press secretary for Prime Minister David Cameron. They now have 2 days before they must present themselves to police to be officially charged.
Phil Itner in the London Bureau of Fox News Radio, which is owned by News Corp. Fox News. We report, you decide.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca.
I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernstein Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Silent Monster Truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
This is Carl Bott. Join us Wednesday, July 25th for our 8 a.m. debut of our newest show, Your Medical Hour, with Dr. Payush Dhanuka. Dr. Dhanuka will address what Obamacare really means, patient-doctor relationships, newest research findings, and most importantly, you and medical treatment. The Medical Hour will be a monthly show on the fourth Wednesday of every month, right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a show? Miss a lot.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botlin is on assignment today, 8:35 in the morning, July the 24th. It is 73 degrees out there, and it's going to get up to 100. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460, and people are writing things in the chat room that are causing Bob to fall out of the chair laughing.
Mugshots is my favorite website.
Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by... Well, that's a good place you can go back and visit your family then, huh? Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time with great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's a great place to get your haircut. They do a great job. Guests are Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti and the Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Okay, we talked about that we're reopening the jail, at least half of it. And
yep.
this could be the first big step forward, gentlemen, on taking control of our streets back.
It actually is a major step that we can get that back open. We only need to hire a couple more officers to open the remainder of it. We got some in background right now. And then we just closed an application period, and we have over 200 applicants that will be going through the next testing period for correctional officer as well.
Okay, so, I mean, you have, and I remember, we talked about this one time, how hard it is to find people that can pass the, background investigations, and then you ask them the simple questions of, do you take drugs? And the answer is no. Hey, we're going to give you a lie detector test. Well, the answer really is yes. That kind of thing.
Right.
You know, I know you reached out to all the military bases.
Mm-hmm. And I have to research how many veterans, applied, and that was very good. And so I'm going to be researching that with my personnel, assistant.
Well, I sent that application to state headquarters, too. So state headquarters for the California National Guard sent it to every National Guardsman in the state. So
and then
hopefully that helped.
Carl helped and reached out to some Marine Corps friends and bases. And then Bob Dunlap, our county veteran service officer, got it on some websites and emails with veterans groups and military bases, the closest one being Marysville,
Beale Air Force Base.
Beale Air Force
I just
Base.
Think that there could be, you know, Reading, you know, notwithstanding some people not liking it here and finding there's no future here in Reading, which I don't believe. I believe just the opposite. There's a huge future here. I think it's a great place maybe to start. And once you're in the system, it can take that step from being in the jail to being in the car, I think, too, once you've proven yourself.
Absolutely. It's a good start in law enforcement. Yeah. Starting as a correctional officer.
Okay, you know, Rob, when we start talking about all these crimes, increasing crimes, are you doing anything different to you know, I know it's difficult when you're short people. You know, you've hired six back
mm-hmm.
here. You've replaced six of your officers that you were, you know, that had either retired or, you know, had gone vacant. Are you doing anything different in your policing methods to try and, you know, to get more proactive out there, which is, I know that's what you want to do.
Yeah, we're testing a new shift schedule. The Reading Police Department traditionally has worked 10-hour shifts, so you have six shifts. The new schedule is a combination of 10s and 12s. So we have 12-hour shifts on the weekends, 10-hour shifts during the week. And that is actually adding 2 to 3 officers per shift at no expense to the city. Because basically we went from 6 shifts to 5, so that 6th shift gets distributed amongst the others. That seems to be working very well. It's giving us a little bit more proactive time. The big problem that we have right now is the fact that we don't have the community service officers anymore that take the cold crimes and the traffic accident reports and those that don't necessarily have to have a sworn, you know, officer there to document those crimes. So there's still some challenges there, but, you know, when you make 5,541 arrests in 8 months, I think that it shows that the officers in this department are working very hard. We've been pushing a crime prevention message to the community. One of the things that I've noticed in Reading is that the crime rate has been so low here for so long that people are very comfortable. And, you know, the reality of it is that you can't be that comfortable complacency anymore. You know, you can't leave your purse in the car. You can't leave your front door unlocked. You have to, you know, lock up your valuables and get an alarm. And you know, I'll probably get screamed at again by certain people. But, you know, I think dogs are a great deterrent to burglars. They make noise. They're just a great crime deterrent.
Why would people scream at you for that?
I had a guy scream at me when I first said that because he said guns were a deterrent to burglary, not a dog. And I still believe that a dog is a deterrent to a burglary because when you're not home, your gun doesn't do a whole lot. So,
dogs are deterrent. Guns are the final answer. So, or response to a burglary.
Well, you know, okay. But it's also, yeah. You know, lighting and motion sensors and trimming bushes. And, you know, I tell people that, you know, when you leave your home, leave it as if you were going to leave and lock it up, and then go back and try to break into your own home. Because if you can do it, they can do it. And find your own weaknesses before they get there.
Okay. And Tom, I know that you're with your cuts that's going on, that sometimes you just have one sheriff out there for, like, what, 100 square miles?
Almost. Like on a night shift, like after 3 o'clock in the morning, there may be what we call the Reading Basin, which is basically Cottonwood to Dunsmuir, Platina to Oak Run Road east of Reading here. There could be 2 deputies and a sergeant on.
So there's like a 30, 40, 50-minute wait?
Depending on what the crime is or depending on where the deputy happens to be located. I mean, someone could get lucky calling a crime and the deputy just happens to be a few blocks away. Other times they may have to drive all the way from Happy Valley clear over to Palisadro Millville.
So is there any way to is it just going to take more deputies out there? Is there
you're
that short right now.
We suffered severe cuts in 2009 due to budget cuts, and there was some really tough decisions to make. And other sheriffs looked at the same thing too. We ended up laying off over 25 people, or about 25 people were laid off. We lost another 1580s, early 90s. And it makes it really tough. City of Reading, before Rob got here, same thing. They were losing positions. They didn't have layoffs, but when people were retiring, they weren't able to replace them. And I think, Rob, your staffing levels are back into like the 1990s, roughly?
According to what Chief Hansen told me, it was the mid-90s. We're sitting at about 98 right now. I have 2 vacancies. I have 6 very good applicants for those vacancies, so we'll fill those probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So we're doing good at holding where we are. We just have to make the best use of what we have.
Okay, you got to take a break here. I'll come back. Questions come up again. I need to hit again for like 1 minute. What happens when the jail fills up But you've got like four different things that people need to understand this. It's not just the, having the extra floor of the jail. It's other things that are going to happen concurrently with this. It's just going to answer these questions. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning! There is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, let's beat those drums. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Redding Harley Davidson. Talk about an icon of America. How about that Harley Davidson? Been in Redding since 1977. It's run by second generation Ernie and Jessica, right? You want a motorcycle, they've got the motorcycle for you. They've got financing. They've got the people that are knowledgeable that will sell you that bike, put you on the right bike. The right motorcycle, and then they're going to service it. They guarantee what they sell. You can't get a better motorcycle than a Harley Davidson. I've ridden them for decades. I think the two gents in here ride Harleys. Can I say that?
I know.
Yes,
I do.
Everybody says.
Yeah,
yes.
I do.
Okay, yep.
On duty, not off duty.
When we just talk about on duty, then you ride an American motorcycle. There you go. 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Call them at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Redding Harley Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream. All right, Sheriff Tom Basinko and Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti are our guests. Somebody said flash incarceration. What exactly is flash incarceration?
Not what many people may be thinking. But flash incarceration is a temporary short-term incarceration. Let's say somebody is violating the terms of their probation, minor violation, and they want to give them a tune-up, so to speak, and they can incarcerate them in jail for up to 10 days and then have them go back out onto probation.
Okay.
Let's say someone failed to a probation officer says, hey, come on in. I want to drug test you today and talk to you. And the person fails to show up. The probation officer could go out, grab the person, bring them into custody, and hold them there for up to 10 days for not reporting and not following orders.
All right. Okay, the question, you know, is one more time. I know you're all going to have to leave a little bit before 9, or you are, Sheriff, to head on down to the Board of Supervisors. But the question that came back again is when the jail fills up, and this will quickly, it's going to be a group of all the things you're going to be doing. Moving prisoners out.
Out of county. So out of county beds. We're going to be using home electronic monitoring for lower level offenders. And that can also, you know where they are and you can go and scoop them up. And it is an inconvenience for some people to have that ankle bracelet on. That's good. Because then we can go get them. And if they are compliant, great. If they're not, they can be brought into custody. There is still a very critical need for jail beds in Shasta County. And that's why we're trying to pursue an additional jail, but the hard stuff is finding the money to operate the thing of about $5 to $6 million a year. I'm also exploring.
That's a new jail. Is that what you?
That's
said?
A new/additional jail. It doesn't replace the existing jail. We still need that.
So it would cost like $5 million, even if you had it. It would still cost $5 million a year to
correct
operate.
The building is
that
about
a county thing or is that a state thing?
It's a combo. State money to build a county jail, but it still costs $5 to $6 million to run it every year. The beds are desperately needed. And then also I'm exploring another facility. It used to be called the Annex, and that housed up to about 80 inmates, and seeing if we can upgrade that. There's obviously legal rules that we have to comply with, and see if we can use that for a medium security facility.
Okay, Clear Creek. This comes up
Crystal
all the time.
Crystal Creek. Yeah, I was about to ask that question.
Yes, that was state property. It closed in the 1990s for sheriff's office operations, reopened in the late 90s, early 2000s for a juvenile camp, closed in 2009 due to budget cuts, and that is state property. It has been highly vandalized, and it's in a horrible state of disrepair now due to vandalism, and it had problems with the sewer system there even when we had it, and so the state really doesn't want to negotiate with us.
That's a non-starter. So just
it's a non-starter, absolutely.
Take it off the plate, everybody.
They're trying to make it part of now the National Park Service property.
Okay.
So,
Rob, what do you think is going to be, do you think what y'all are doing now with taking them off the street, putting a little teeth into this, if you don't show up, we're going to lock you up and we're going to send you to Alameda where you get to meet Bubba and the rest of the Crips. Do you think this is going to have an immediate impact?
I think so. I think that, basically what it'll do is it'll send a strong message to the criminal element in this community that we're simply not going to tolerate their bad behavior. You know, right now, like I said, if you don't want to comply with your rehabilitative program, the only thing we can really say is pretty please. And we need to have some teeth to be able to back it up so that we can make sure that there's some consequence for your actions. I mean, we talk a lot about services for these offenders to help them rehabilitate. But I think that you have to include in that conversation a little bit of vindication for the victims of crime, that they know that, you know, the person that did it is going to get some consequence for their actions. Otherwise, I don't think we're showing a service to the victims themselves.
And Rob's absolutely right. You have the carrot that can be these services and programs to help the people, but you need the stick of incarceration if they're not complying and to do their time, the consequences for their crime, and hold them accountable.
You know what? Horrible. So you want to drop that. On the other hand, what about the victims?
Exactly.
What about the people that now that have spent thousands of dollars on security for their homes, and people are still trying to rip, you know, because they come in, they break down doors, and they know it's going to be 30 minutes before anybody gets out there. And, you know, the fact is that what about the victims? And I know you two care, but when we're at this situation now, they just constantly breaking in, and you don't have anything to do with it, at least this time, at least for the next foreseeable future, we'll be able to at least start putting these thugs away.
You know, another thing that we'll be doing, we're working closely with the courts. And there's about 500 people that have gone to court, have been convicted of crimes, and now have failed to show up for their sentencing. those we're going to concentrate on. Rob and I have talked about it. We're going to try and go out and scoop up those people, get them into court, get them convicted, and either incarcerate them here or ship them out depending on the offenses. And again, restore some of that accountability to the court system for the offenders and for the victims.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear, I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs Benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460. Linda will be back tomorrow. She gets everything done today. Is that her? I have to go out and get all this stuff done. 8:55 in the morning. It's going to be over 100 degrees today. July the 24th, our guests have been Sheriff Tom Basenko and Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty. And before you leave, I know you're going to have to bounce out of here. One more time is the way we started off the show, is that you two are just very tightly integrated. You may see things that have been written that, as far as you are concerned, it was kind of humorous at that point.
Yeah. It's water under the bridge. I mean, like I told Tom, if this is the worst that we get in the, 5, 6, 10 years that we have to work together, then I think we're doing pretty good. So we work very well together. We're going to continue to, and we're going to continue to protect, do everything we can to protect public safety in the city and the county.
Absolutely.
Well, we deserve nothing less. And I see that as something that's going to be really strong for y'all. Okay, so the jail is opening up. At least half of it is. You're hiring more people,
yep.
Or half that new one. That with the new plans you have of pushing people out of here, we should see a dramatic decrease in the problems of the catch and release.
I believe it will be going to the Board of Supervisors if we get all the paperwork in for the final touches on 2 of the 3 contracts. will be going for the Board of Supervisors next week. And then those contracts also have to go before the other Board of Supervisors in the respective counties. And knock on wood, I'm hoping we can get the Alameda contract resolved. Right now the two lawyers are wordsmithing it for legalese. And we'll get that done. And again, go to the board and to the other board.
Now, are y'all like handpicking the people to go to Alameda?
We got some.
I mean,
we got a
couple out there that go. Oh,
I think we'll have a sheriff's top 10 list, maybe a chief's top 10 list.
I think maybe we can do this, like, guy that's been arrested 36 times. I think he ought to go to Alameda.
32
times. We have to make sure that they get.
Fair. If you check today, though,
we're looking for sentenced inmates because of the problem of being available for their attorneys and all that stuff. But we'll be accommodating for those special individuals.
Do they have like little targets written on their back? Okay, never mind.
Dangerous.
That's bad. Bad, 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 bad. All right. Well, we appreciate you all being here. You know, one of the things for a community that makes a community is open lines of communication, that people don't feel like, oh, what are they doing now? And so much misinformation flows around out there, that having, you know, you all here on a regular basis, and then today, I think, together, it was special to, you know, so we can make sure everybody does understand that what's good for Reading is what you all are pushing.
I know my schedule is very demanding, and I'm out and about in the community a lot. Rob is the same way, being out and about. And I know, like, you call my office, I get phone messages, voicemails, I try and call back, and emails. And I know Rob is exactly the same way. We are public figures for public safety, and we're available to the citizens to hear their concerns.
I know, Chief, that you've always, you know, I see you out in a lot of places just like I do the sheriff, and I have yet ever to have you not return a call about something that's going on.
Well, I try to as much as I can, and I haven't turned down a single speaking engagement yet. So I'll try to do that as long as my wife allows me to. But you know, if there's a group or somebody that wants to hear from me or you want to talk to me, call me, and as soon as I can, I'll call you back.
Great. Tomorrow we're starting. Thank you very much for being here.
You bet.
I've got a question for the chief after this is over, and the sheriff just. Oh, I know you've got to run.
We got to split.
Hey, tomorrow, Dr. Paiush, Danuka will be on. We're starting our first in a series of monthly programs about medicine, you, your doctor, and what things that you need to know as a patient. And we're going to be talking with the doctor tomorrow, and it starts tomorrow at 8:00. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Thanks so much for being with us today. We've got the rest of the week. Larry Lees is going to be on. We've got a lot of great guests coming on this week, as always. If you want to find out what's going on in the community, this is a great place to stop. We're kind of like a living, breathing newspaper. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The first U.S. church official convicted of felonies for covering up clergy sex abuse has just been sentenced in Pennsylvania. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Monsignor William Lynn receiving a sentence of 3 to 6 years in state prison for covering up child abuse in a Philadelphia archdiocese, the landmark case over a decades-long scandal that the Monsignor failed to report allegations of abuse to authorities. Pennsylvania Judge Teresa Sarmina says he protected monsters in clerical garb who molested children. His defense plans an immediate appeal. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. Is the White House leaking classified information for political gain? It's an allegation the president's Republican challenger is planning to make in a campaign speech 2 hours from now. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Mitt Romney scheduled to speak before the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Reno, and he'll seize on yesterday's comments by the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, California Democrat.